Three-something dads who try to hold on to their youth as they face the responsibilities of having kids.
You can relate.
Yeah, I mean,
remember? I mean,
I didn't. These guys have babies. I mean, yeah. they have like the scene where they all have them baby Bjorns and they go to a bar. I mean,
right?
I had a 5-year-old enter my life. There's been sitcoms like that where all of a sudden you got a larger kid come into your life,
right?
But this is a new show that's premiering tonight at 8:30. And we have Erin Hayes on the phone with us. She is one of the stars. She plays one of the wives.
Sheila.
An ex-wife.
Yeah.
Hello, Erin.
Hey, hello. I appreciate the applause.
Well, you know, people love you.
You guys, there's so many people there in the studio just all waiting to applaud.
We brought them in just for you. Now they've all left.
I feel it. I feel it, and I appreciate it. Hello.
So you get to play the ex-wife of one of the guys.
Yes, I play the ex-wife of Jesse Bradford's character, Chris, and we have a 1-year-old child together, so we're dealing with divorced parenting in that wonderful world.
And so do you, on the show, Guys with Kids, do you share custody, or does he have full custody?
No, we share custody, so Sheila is in and out.
But you're very busy, because you're an attorney. You're very busy.
Yes, I'm very busy. I'm a high-powered attorney, very controlling, and, you know, one of those super fun ex-wives people love to have.
What?
Not true.
I'm like, I've never heard of a super fun ex-wife. I mean, actually, you could go to work and be the evil. You're the evil woman on the show.
I know. I'm the evil. I'm the meanie. I've had enough. But I thought it was nice. It's fun to play. I've played my fair share of sympathetic, cool girlfriends. So now I get to play the not-so-cool ex-wife.
Like Mindy and Mork and Mindy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, going back.
I'm going way back. I'm going way back, Erin. No, I only say that because
I... my bang piece and blue eye.
So you have, it says, I was reading that you have the same boyfriend that you had in high school? Or he's your husband now?
I did. I married my high school sweetheart.
It's got to work out for him.
We've been married for 8 years, but together for much longer.
Wow.
If you go to work and you're playing an ex-wife and you're playing like the mean chick all the time, and that when you come home, you played a mean chick all day, that when you hear yourself being your character, you're probably more cool now to him. Meaning you don't want to be that chick at work because now you got to read your lines and it's like, wow, I sound just like Sheila when I talk to him now.
Yeah, I better be nicer.
Oh, God. No, that would be terrible. No, I really... I truly play a character on TV, or I try to. But there is that, I don't know, Sheila has that mom thing that I think all of us moms have sometimes where we really think that we know what's best for the kids.
Meanwhile, you have no clue. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, you're like, my husband's always like, if you're just going to tell me what to do, then you just do it.
I'm like, yeah, we were talking earlier. Yeah.
It's just because we've been touching all day. Like, you know, when you have a baby, you're just, someone's touching you all day. So I feel like, I know more about that kid when...
Then you have two kids, right? Do you have two children?
I do.
And do you have any pets?
I have two children.
Do you have any pets?
Oh, I do. We have 5 chickens.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, so if you guys ever got divorced, who gets the chickens?
Oh, my God. I would totally... My husband has allergies, which is why we don't have cats or dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my daughters also have allergies. So these are
these indoor chickens?
Are they indoor or are they out in the backyard?
What? Who keeps a chicken indoors?
Tori Spelling has a chicken named Coco that she dresses and puts jewelry on, and she has it in her house.
You need an indoor chicken. It's Hollywood cool.
Right now.
So you have 5 chickens.
See, that's so much crap inside your house.
Yeah.
Like, you can't train a chicken.
There's the quote of the day. You know, you can't train a chicken.
And my lovely husband, who works in construction, built us a chicken coop. So we have a very nice chicken area. And the sad thing is I have to do all of it. You know, it was this family thing of we were going to have chickens, and now I'm out there.
Gathering eggs.
So you would get, in the divorce, you would get the chickens.
Right, sadly.
Oh, Erin.
At all.
Oh.
I know.
Is it weird for your kids? I mean, how old are your children?
My children are 3 and 5. My youngest is amazing. She goes out there and she's like the chicken wrangler. She has no fear and no hesitation. She will snatch one up. They just grab them and pet them. And
so they're like real pets.
They're like Lenny with mice.
Yes.
Oh, they're pretty chicken, pretty chicken.
Don't choke the chicken.
They like real pets. They are real pets.
Now, oh, yeah, yeah.
Do they understand like raiding the eggs and going in and eating them right away? Or are they like, wait a second, mommy, we're eating baby chickens?
Yeah, you got to explain all that.
we had to explain it. You know, without a rooster, they're not baby chickens. They're just eggs.
And they totally understood that.
Well,
okay, no, Mom, I get it now. We don't have a guy around.
Yeah. Guys with chickens.
Guys with chickens. That's the next series. No, thank you so much, Aaron. The show premieres tonight, Guys with Kids.
It looks hilarious.
It is. It's really fun, and you can watch it with the whole family. 8:30 NBC.
Yay.
When do you want to come by and hang out with us?
I'll be there at 5.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Anytime. I'm up for hanging out.
Bring a chicken. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, bring a chicken in. We'll just let it run around KBC.
I'll bring one of my dogs.
That's Aaron Hayes. Thank you so much. And you definitely need to come in and hang out with us at some point.
Definitely. Thank you for having
Thanks,
me.
Good
Aaron.
Luck on everything tonight. When we come back, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. When we come back, and we have more people who are calling about the custody.
People are passionate about that, Frank.
I guess so. People are passionate about that. Yes. Really?
It's a little thing called love and compassion and connection.
You can love a pet, but are you really going to miss it?
Yes. What are you, dead inside?
No, you're not going to miss it. Once it's gone, you can go out and get a new pet.
Oh, my God. Disposable pets. The Frank Kramer story.
I mean, if you break up with the person, do you stop dating humans because you were in love with that person once? It's like, no, I go date again. Hell, the best way to get over a dog is to get under a dog. No, wait, that's not right.
You're mixing up your metaphors or advice.
Yeah, that's not right. I'll figure that out, and then we'll come back. 1-800-955-5567. We are Heidi and Frank.
95.5 KLOS. Sooner or later, summer's going to end. But there's a place where it's always summer, and KLOS wants to send you there. Forget about life for 5 days at Aulani, the Disney resort on the shores of Oahu. You and 3 guests fly Hawaiian Airlines to paradise, and you'll get a 4-pack of Disney Resort Park Passes just for qualifying. Guaranteed wind times every workday in the 11 and 4 o'clock hours. Listen for the cue to call on 95.5 KLOS.